wrestling here as Scott City will be at Abilene coming up here this weekend. The varsity will be competing on Saturday here. We're going to start off here with Coach Aaron Dirks here and Scott City winning the Ron Smith Invitational over the weekend at Ulysses. And Coach, great weekend for your team there at Ulysses. And I know you've kind of been hit with the injury bug, but your team still was able to pull off the tournament to title.
Yeah, we've been pretty banged up. Got several people out with injuries, but yeah, the younger kids stepped up and I thought they did really well, and I think we're showing signs of improvement pretty well every day. So it was a good win for us. I mean, there's not a lot of teams in any of these tournaments this year, so it's a little different. Instead of beating, you know, 16 or 20 teams, you're only competing against 8, but we go compete against who shows up.
Even though it's still just the second weekend, is it still odd that these tournaments are only limited to 8 or 9 teams?
Yeah, it's just, you're right, it's odd that the tournaments are so much smaller. But that's going to be consistent all the way through and actually consistent with our postseason. You know, the Acacia released their postseason plan for wrestling, and we've been joking with the guys that it's playoffs because, you know, we have the entire month of February is now postseason, so.
Yeah, that's kind of I understand that. Oh, I mean, of course, that was announced there on Monday, I believe it was. They voted on last Friday there, but from what I understand, I think that's what they do in Oklahoma, something similar to that. But, yeah, it's weird that it's only 8 teams are going to be at the thing. Is it all going to be just bracket, or is it going to be round robin with a little bracket?
No, I think it all has to be consistent.
Okay.
I think it has to be 8-man brackets. And so, you know, you'll see the first round, which is districts, which Keisha hasn't told us really necessarily what's exactly to expect. But the way I foresee that is, you know, we're really looking at our league, maybe one or two other teams. Then you'll go into regionals the next week, which is another 8-man bracket of District 1 and District 2 or whatever district, whatever they name them. And then you'll go into sub-state. And at the sub-state, you're basically a state qualifier of the past, you know, because you're in the top 16. And then there will be a state, which is held at the same facilities as normal. But it will only be a one-day 8-man bracket. So, again, this is what we're going to have to get used to. Smaller tournaments, 8-man brackets. There aren't going to be your big 2-day, you know, giant 2-day tournaments this year. So
you definitely had you had 3 first place finishers, I believe it was last Saturday. Ulysses there, of course. Gabe Bowers won in the 285-pound weight division. You also had Aiden Preston. He won at 113, I believe. And then third one, I think. Kale. Yeah, he. I couldn't forget him. He's here.
But, he's looking at you.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to have words when he takes the mic here. But, those 3 led the way there, and it was good to see them kind of continue to move up that podium here.
Yeah, and we had several second places there, too, that, you know, got almost there. And we wrestled well as a team, I thought. And again, like I said, I thought our younger kids wrestled really well, too. Gabe has not really met a challenge yet, which he will this weekend at you know, the Phillipsburg kid. Is a ranked kid, so that'll be good for him to see. And so we should find plenty of challenges this week.
I think Gabe would also kind of like to get a little revenge from him from last year.
Yeah, it was a bad loss last year. I hope we're a little more prepared this year.
Well, you know what? That's something that I think will be good to see how he's able to do on Saturday there at Abilene. That'll be a good tournament there. But, yeah, Colin McDaniel, he was a second-place finisher. He lost to a very good kid from Ulysses in the finals.
Yeah, senior versus freshman.
Yeah, and, you know, Quentin Potter, he moved up a couple weight classes. Talk about some of your other second-place finishers that had some pretty good matches there leading into the finals.
Yeah, I thought Nick's wrestled pretty well in some of the matches that he won. Jacob Irwin, you know, he was our next guy up at 152 with Fulton out with an injury. So I thought he wrestled better than I've ever seen him wrestle. And so, you know, he still has a lot to work on, but he did some things really well. You know, some of our JV guys, too, that they got into some positions there that I hadn't seen them, you know, really be in a varsity match. You know, I think Josh Castleman wrestled really well at 120. I'm really proud of the way the guys are getting better every week, and everybody's giving me a lot of effort and listening and being coachable. So it's been a good couple weeks.
And this is one of the tournaments where you do get some of your JV kids into a varsity tournament. Is it kind of fun to see kind of maybe where they have progressed from the beginning of the year and maybe just see what you have a little bit more for depth?
Yeah, I really like that because it allows me to get a better judge of – sometimes it's tough in wrestling, you know, were you that good or was he that bad kind of deal. But this gives me a little bit of a level way of judging them, I guess.
have Coach Aaron Dirks joining us here. Saturday, it's Abilene for the varsity. Get the JV there on Friday. But Abilene's always a pretty tough tournament there. And this lineup this year, even though the field has had to shrink, of course, still going to be pretty deep lineup there. So the wins that you guys get are going to be some very quality wins on Saturday.
Yeah, and this is never a lot of team tournaments. Mm-hmm. What this is everybody that comes is good. And there's always a ton of state-ranked kids there. And a bunch of hard-nosed teams and well-coached teams. So we look forward to going to Abilene. And we get to see some 4A competition that we have to see usually for a regional tournament and people that we don't normally see. So there's just not a lot of 4A wrestling schools out in western Kansas besides our league. So really any 4A.
As weird as it sounds, it's, even though you're seeing some of these teams and depending on how the criteria is for districts and regionals, do you see this as an opportunity to kind of get the leg up? If they, I don't know how they're going to seed the regionals and stuff, but or districts and whatnot. Is this still a big early season tournament in that aspect?
Well,
it's
going to be important. I mean, depending on who they put in our district, it's going to be important because you're going to seed this district tournament just like you would a normal regional tournament. Now, once the first district's taken place, then the districts will seed the regionals and the regionals seed the sub-states, et cetera. So I don't know. I'm learning something new every day.
I'm with you there. But I guess it's good to have a backup with this and learn it, and we'll see if it goes forward through the years there. But I know earlier today you found out you guys were able to still have your league tournament just a week earlier.
Yeah, we're going to move that to the day we typically would go to the Rocky Welton, was what the league decided to do.
All right. It is Coach Aaron Dirks joining us here. Scott County Hardware here for our coaches show. Wrestlers at Abilene on Saturday. Thanks again, as always, Coach. Here, we'll good luck to you guys up there.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Coach Aaron Dirks joining us here, and now we will talk to a couple of juniors here, and I think that we've got a first timer here on the show, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know if he's ever been here.
I came my freshman year.
Okay. It is junior Connor Armendariz. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How about you?
Doing all right. Well, it's been a couple of years since you took the mats, and you bumped up a lot of weight classes from your freshman year here. But what's it been like getting back into the swing of things of wrestling?
Feels good. Just trying to get back to the usual wrestling.
Yeah. But, you've had a pretty good year at 145. How do you think that you've wrestled here so far?
The matches I've lost were against pretty good kids. But other than that, I feel like I've been wrestling pretty good.
You know, last weekend at Ulysses, looked like you had a pretty good weekend there. How do you feel like the tournament went overall?
Overall, I feel like I wrestled pretty good, except for the kid I lost to. I feel like I just need to be more aggressive.
Well, you'll probably get him a few more times here this year, so.
Yep.
What are some things maybe you've had to adjust from being maybe one of those smaller weight classes, kind of that middleweight class here as you wrestle this year? What are some things that you've had to work on differently?
Well, these guys are a little stronger, so, I mean, I've just been trying to just be quicker than them, I guess, a little bit.
No, there you go. Well, what's the goal that you have as you push through this season?
Make it to a sub-state, at least. That's the main goal.
Well, hopefully you make it there and make it a little further there and get to stay, right?
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, no, it's been a good junior season here. And is it weird for you as well as a wrestler that you have such a smaller bracket to wrestle against?
Yeah, I'm not used to wrestling in these round-robin tournaments. I'm usually used to wrestling 16-mans or, full 8-man brackets, which they'll get into later in the year. But these round-robins are just different.
Yeah, they are. Once again, it is junior Connor Armendariz is joining us here, and thanks again. And we'll hand it over here to another junior here. He's up a couple of other weight classes at 160 here. And Cale Wheeler, how are you doing this evening?
Not too bad. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Pretty good weekend for you. I remember now that you were tournament champion there at Ulysses last weekend, but this is also your second year at 160 pounds. Has it been a little different for you this year so far?
I think the biggest thing is I'm cutting a little more weight this year, and I've obviously matured a little bit. I don't feel like I'm getting overpowered near as much. Last year, I really struggled with that. You know, it seemed like most of the guys I was going against, I was just fighting muscle. But this year, I'm not feeling that, and that's a big advantage.
Well, I think you have to feel like that you took some steps forward from week one to week two, just kind of looking at your results there. Had a tough weekend at Hoxie, but kind of bounced back, got the upper hand on some of those matches there on Saturday.
Yeah, I think the big deal at Hoxie was a confidence issue more than anything, and just the first tournament of the year. I was really hesitant on my feet, wasn't taking shots or committing to shots, and I kind of wouldn't say I fixed that at Ulysses, but it was definitely a lot better, and it just made leaps and bounds of differences at Ulysses. So,
you also kind of look at this year. You've had state experience, and I know it was a tough state tournament last year for you, but getting there, and does that add a little bit more incentive to what you want to do here, what you want to accomplish this year?
Yeah, definitely. Instead, you know, my goal last year is, the biggest thing is to get into state, you know, and I think this year I want to get on the podium, you know, that's the ultimate goal here, so just a little higher goal this year.
Now, looking ahead to here Saturday, do you know maybe who some of your opponents could possibly be, and if you've been up against them before?
I haven't looked. I'm not real sure.
You're just going to go there, and whoever's in front of you, you're just going to take care of, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, there you go. It's been a fun season for you here so far, and you've had a good start here. Thanks again for joining me. Congratulations on your tournament win, and hopefully some more come your way here this year.
Yes, sir. Thank you.